This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Court won't block Trump documents.
The judge in this case is saying that presidents are not kings.
Booster plan for all adults.
There's more and more evidence that we need booster shots for the majority of the country.
Caught in the concert crush, a 9-year-old.
He has severe brain damage. It's going to take a miracle.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A judge has shot down former President Trump's bid to keep his White House records out of the hands of the special House committee that's investigating the Capitol attack. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that decision, which will be appealed, came after another wave of subpoenas targeting Trump insiders.
Judge Tanya Shutkan wrote, "Presidents are not kings, and plaintiff is not president." Addressing executive privilege, she found, "This is a dispute between a former and incumbent president, and the Supreme Court has already made clear the incumbent's view is accorded greater weight." Committee Vice Chair, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, at a New Hampshire fundraising event this week.
"A domestic threat that we've never faced before. A former president who's attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic."
The Select Committee issued subpoenas yesterday to 10 additional former Trump officials, among them former Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who was with Mr. Trump on January 6th, as well as Keith Kellogg, National Security Advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence, who was reportedly watching TV coverage of the Capitol attack with the former president.
Pfizer is asking federal regulators to allow all adults to get its COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. Currently, it's approved for older people and those at high risk, and for those who got the one-shot J&J vaccine. So far, more than 25 million people have gotten boosters. CBS's Dr. David Agus says Pfizer first sought the expansion in September, but was turned down.
The FDA has said it's not going to go to advisory committee, that the commissioner herself will review it. And so I would imagine it will be a rather quick review. So my hope is over the next several days, we can hear some data back.
Agus says there are fears of a COVID case rise over the winter. About a third of Americans haven't even gotten one COVID shot. Now to Houston, where it's been learned emergency plans for the Astroworld Music Festival did not include protocols for dangerous crowd surges like the one that happened Friday night, where 8 people died and dozens of others were injured. So far, more than 20 lawsuits have been filed targeting the organizers and rapper Travis Scott.
Legal teams representing some of the victims combed through the site, gathering evidence amid a growing number of lawsuits against festival organizers. It was there we caught up with attorney Ben Crump.
It is truly every parent's worst nightmare.
He represents the family of 9-year-old Ezra Blunt. Crump says Ezra was on his father's shoulders. When his father passed out in the crush, Ezra fell and was trampled to the ground.
He's in an induced coma. It's going to take a miracle.
Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Houston.
President Biden goes to Baltimore today to promote the benefits of the big infrastructure plan that passed Congress. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports some Republicans who joined with Democrats to pass it are facing ugly blowback.
This bill got a lot of Republican support in the Senate, but in the House, only 13 Republicans voted yes, and they're now getting a lot of abuse. For instance, Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan played for us a voicemail that his office received. Take a listen.
You're a f***ing piece of traitor. I hope you die. I hope everybody in your f***ing family dies. I hope everybody in your f***ing staff dies. Traitor!
President Trump has been very hard on them as well. He wrote in a statement that those who voted with Democrats for this bill should be ashamed of themselves. U.S. Capitol Police said that risks for lawmakers remain at an all-time high. They say that close to 9,000 threats are taking place against members of Congress.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The National Football League has fined the Green Bay Packers $300,000 for violating COVID-19 protocols. Star quarterback Aaron Rodgers and receiver Alan Lazard were each fined a little less than $15,000 apiece. As CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, the reigning league MVP went public again yesterday, saying he stands by what he said last week, but admits he was misleading about his vaccination status.
Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers attempted to clarify some of his previous comments.
You know, I made some comments that people might have felt were misleading.
It was last week Rodgers, appearing on the Pat McAfee show, talked about seeking alternative COVID treatments and claimed he was allergic to a vaccine ingredient.
To anybody who felt misled by those comments, I take full responsibility for those comments.
Rodgers says he hopes to play this Sunday.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court has overturned a $465 million opioid ruling against Johnson & Johnson. The court says a lower court misinterpreted the state's public nuisance law. Just last week, a California judge said it had not been proven the J&J and other companies use deceptive marketing to inflate painkiller prescriptions. Well, there's a new commitment this morning in the global effort to cut carbon emissions.
At least six major automakers and 30 national governments have just pledged to phase out new gas and diesel-powered vehicles by 2035 in major markets and by 2040 worldwide. Ford, Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, and Volvo among those signing on to the non-binding agreement. But Toyota, Volkswagen, and the Nissan-Renault alliance did not. Neither did the governments of the U.S., China, and Japan, three of the biggest car markets. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The CEO of Daimler said today he believes the global chip shortage that's hit the auto industry won't be resolved until the year after next, in 2023. Well, there's a new sexiest man alive.
I'm Ant-Man. Ant-Man. What, you haven't heard of me?
People magazine says it is Ant-Man, actor Paul Rudd. He was interviewed for the job on last night's CBS Late Show by Stephen Colbert.
When was the first time that you knew that you were sexy?
I guess when I was a baby. I think a baby, but I was a baby. I didn't know what sexy was. Mm-hmm. I just felt different.
Rudd says the honor likely means he'll be on more yachts and will get an invitation to sexy dinners with past winners like George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
After a string of delays, four astronauts are preparing for launch tonight on a SpaceX rocket.
Three of the four crew members are space rookies. They include Navy Lieutenant Commander Kayla Barron, who served on submarines, and tells CBS News she thinks this will be a similar experience.
When I look at the space station, I don't know what other people think about, but I go, that's a submarine in space. I think about that every time I see it.
The Crew Dragon spacecraft has been named Endurance, a fitting label since its crew is planning to spend 6 months aboard the International International Space Station. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Most lobsters are brownish in color, and when they're cooked, they get red. But they can be blue or white, very rare. And finding one that's cotton candy color is pegged at 1 in 100 million. But Maine lobsterman Bill Coppersmith says he caught one of those last weekend. His plan is not to cook it or sell it, but preserve it. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.